Amen. Amen. Open your Bibles quickly to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. They roll the time back, they roll back an hour, we lost the hour. But there was a certain man that messed with the clock. He called himself going to help the clock out. Got one of those smart clocks. All I had to do was leave it alone. There was a certain woman that warned me that not to touch it. But I thought I had helped it on the spring forward. I looked over at the clock, I woke up. Boom, I'm always up at 4 o'clock. Don't need no alarm clock. So I woke up, looked over there, it says 3:51. So I might as well get on up. I don't know, went to the bathroom. We got a clock in there that runs by battery. And it said 3:05. I said, oh, man. I might as well just stay on up. So although I'm kind of sleepy, Elder Therese, that don't mean that I'm going to finish soon.
Amen, amen.
Praise God. Oh, that was a warm-up. I needed that. Open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 10, chapter, verse 1, we're going to start with. It says, now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in present am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mightily through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the confidence of Christ, to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Come on and give God some praise.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'll let Brother Andy wrestle with the title. But I call it vindication. Paul said, now I beseech you. See, the thing about Paul, when he wrote 1 and 2 Corinthians, he wrote more epistles than that. But he wrote to the churches in Corinth and sent the letters and all of that stuff. And the others that were working along with him, like Timothy and something, this or whatever his name was. I can't pronounce it, but Timothy, I know. And Timothy went to Corinth and he come back and reported to Paul to let Paul know that there was some distrust in him or in his doctrines that he was writing. Uh-huh. And it tells you that in the verse 10 in the 2 Corinthians here that they said that what he wrote was weighty, the letters were weighty, they were heavy, they were bold and all of this stuff. And they didn't qualify him to be an apostle. That's what they were really saying. Uh-huh. And the ones that distrusted him was the Jews and the Jewish Christians. Uh-huh. But the and the legalizers, they were there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the worst sect that was there was the one who said, and I, Christ. Mm-hmm. Paul had to straighten him out over, if you read it in 1 Corinthians, he had to straighten him out there because he said that, they said, well, I follow Paul. And,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the other one said, I follow Apollos. And yeah. Another group said, well, I follow Christ. So Paul had to straighten him out and let them know that Christ was not divided. Mm-hmm. Right. You can't have a piece of Christ over here and a piece over there.
Come on now.
The fullness of Christ dwelleth on the inside of every man, woman, and child that has been saved by the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
Glory to God. God sent Jesus. See, the love of God, that the salvation of Jehovah, the sent one, that came from the will of God. That's why Paul was able to say, I am an apostle of Jesus Christ through Jesus Christ by the will of God. And see, God sent Jesus Christ who could be our propitiation or the salvation that we need to set us free from the darkness. He sent him, why? By his will.
We are saved
according to the will of God.
Man
didn't have anything to do with Paul's calling. Man don't have anything to do with our salvation. Man don't have anything to do with our living. Man don't have anything to do with our vindication. So when we stand up and say we are a child of God, then it's true by the will of God. Beseech means to call aside or appeal. That's what Paul was doing to them, or entreat them, or comfort them, or instruct them. And he said, I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ. The meekness, the gentleness by implication, he's talking about humility. The Apostle Paul appeals to the meekness of Christ, and we are as Christians are charged to show forth all meekness unto all men.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
If you know Christ Jesus, you are a meek person.
Amen. Amen.
If you know Christ Jesus, you are gentle. Glory to God. Because that was another devil before us, and that's the salvation of Jehovah. When he came, he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I give you rest. He said, why? Because I'm meek and lowly at heart. Glory to God. Paul said this over here in Corinthians. He said, meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in present am based among you, but being absent am bold toward you. In other words, he said, God called me to be a pastor.
Just like God
called us to be a Christian.
He
said, God called me and no man had anything to do with this. So I'm doing exactly what the one who called me to do. The one that met him on the road to Damascus. Met us on the road to our Damascus. He's the one that raised us up out of that darkness and put us in his marvelous light. So who are we to complain and to judge somebody else out there calling? I don't know about you, but I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. When you're saved, you're sanctified and filled with the Spirit of God that very moment. Come on and get going. Glory to God. Paul said, can you talk about that gentleness? Gentleness means clemency or sweet reasonableness. The gentleness of Christ. It refers to the sort of moderation that recognize that it is impossible for the former laws to anticipate and provide for all possible cases. Glory to God. Our government can't provide for all of the things that we have need of. Glory to God.
Amen.
When I first started out working, when I got out of the service, I worked for since I was in the medical field, I went to the hospitals and got a job, the Veterans Hospital. But they was only paying $1,900 a year. Glory to God. I said, I'll let it say this, but there was a lot of people that was on welfare, but I didn't qualify. Why? Because the laws couldn't meet my circumstance, my situation. But I'm here to tell you, we serve a God that knows all, hears all, and sees all. He know about the one that he saved. He know what you have need of. All you got to do is ask it in his name, and he's got it. Glory to God. But you got to believe when you ask it, and that's like Paul said, glory to God. By God called me to be an apostle, and I believe it. I'm standing on that word. That's why he wrote all of the epistles, glory to God. The instruction that we need, glory to God. There's no more sacrificing. There's no more blood to be shed. It's all been shed. The sacrifice has been done. The prize has been presented unto Father the God, the one who sent the will by his will. It's been presented unto him by his Son. And now we are free. Why? Because the Son set us free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. Yeah. Yeah. He go on, he went on, he said, but I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with you. That the comfort is wherewith I think to be bold against you, which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. Walking according to the flesh. Paul said in this statement, that scripture there, he's talking about those who came against his calling. That's why he had to write the second letter to the Corinthians to straighten them out.
Amen.
To let them know, glory to God, who died for them. See, they was dissatisfied, or they didn't trust Paul's doctrines of Christ and grace. They didn't like that. Glory to God. But what they didn't understand was that through Christ's death, he provided a new dispensation. One for us to live in, to abide in. One that guide us and keep us. One that woke you up this morning and started you on your way. One that when you laid down was by your side. If he wasn't there, the old man would have took you out perhaps. The one when you got up and put your feet on the floor and you didn't feel any pain, that means that he kept the pain where it's supposed to be. The one, glory to God, when you woke up and you stretched your arms and opened your eyes. Your eyes and your ears and your arm belongs to him. The floor that you stepped on was made out of wood. It was made by him. You ought to give God some praise because you got a house. So Paul was against them. So you got to be against those who are against you. I'm not talking about go beat up on them or shoot them or nothing like that. You give somebody the word, that's enough shooting. That's all the shooting they need. The word is dig into them. What the scriptures say over there in Hebrews, I think, is that the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword, and the side of the son of the soul, and the marrow and the intents of the heart. God know your heart.
Amen. Amen.
The enemy don't know your heart, but he definitely going to try to stab it. He definitely going to try to cause you to lose it. He definitely going to try to injure you. He's definitely going to do all these things to distract you from trusting God.
That's right. Amen.
But I'm like Paul, glory to God. I ain't going to let none of this stuff separate me from the love of God. Amen. You can talk about me all you want to. People can talk about you all they want to. There's an old saying, glory to God, that sticks and stones may hurt your bone, but word never will, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, the sticks and stones will hurt your bones, glory to God. But the word of God will heal you, heal your heart, heal your mind, and pick you up and carry you to go on about your business, glory to God. God is strong, and he has called you to do great exploits in this land that he put you in. Why? Because he made it for us, glory to God, and he made it so that we can inhabit it, glory to God. I know it's messed up by the old nature, glory to God, but there's another day in the day, glory to God, the one that God has made for us. That's why we say this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm in that day, glory to God, where the glory is shining, glory to God, where the strength of God is, where the provision of God is. That's the day that we're in. Come on and give God some praise. Paul come out, he said, you think we walk according to the flesh. He said, but we're not walking according to the flesh. We're walking in the meekness and the gentleness of Christ.
That's right. Amen.
And he go on to tell you, he said, now let me tell you something about the flesh. He said, what you think? He said, but though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. But though we walk in the flesh, look, we live in the flesh. We're walking in it. We're abiding in it. He's talking about the ability of it. That you can get up and move here and to and fro. You go to work, you sit down at your table and eat, you get up out of that bed that God gave you. That's flesh. Your natural ability of the human being. You got five senses.
Amen.
So Paul is talking about that first. That's what we're doing. Although we're walking in the flesh, then he goes on to say, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of a stronghold. He said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after. In other words, I don't get, because somebody talk about me, I don't get no gun or no hammer or no enticing words and just fire back on them and all of that. That's of no avail. I mean, there's no life in that. You lose. Then you're walking in the flesh or the old nature or the passion thereof. Just like Jesus told the disciples, or told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he said, you don't know me. You are your father, the devil.
That's right.
But he wasn't talking about the one that we call Lucifer or that devil, but the one he was talking about was the one that's abiding on the inside of us. You said, he's not in me. Oh, yes, he is. Glory to God. If he's not in you, then you can't move to and fro in the flesh.
Break it down. Break it down.
You can't go to work if he's not in there. Glory to God. I'll tell you one thing about him, that God put a mark on him because he complained to God. They're going to kill me if you don't mock me. Glory to God. So God put a mark on him and said, don't nobody touch him. Glory to God. Why? Because God knew that he was going to send another Adam. Glory to God.
My Lord, set us free.
That's why Paul is sticking to what he's saying.
That's right.
That's why Paul wrote the scripture. He said, I wasn't called by man. I was called by God. But Paul was called ever since he was on the road to Damascus. Glory to God. He was an apostle from Romans on. Glory to God.
In Romans,
he said, I'm a servant of the Most High God, but also I'm a pastor called by the will of God. Glory to God. Not by the will of man. We are saved by the will of God, not by the will of man. Not even your own will you can be saved. Glory to God. You can't come to God on your own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He first got to draw you and prompt you by his spirit. Glory to God. And draw you into out of that darkness into that marvelous light. Glory to God. And bring you into a place where you can understand him and know the power of his might in your life. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Paul said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. In other words, he's saying, I don't do the things that you think I'm doing. See, they claim that he didn't know what he was doing, you know. They claim that he didn't have any authority. But he told them, he said, I wasn't called by you. I was called by God. The will of God. We're saved by the will of God. You can't get saved on your own. It's got to be built by the will of God.
Amen.
He's got to meet us on our road of Damascus.
Come on now.
He got to talk to you, glory to God. He got to show forth his righteousness. You won't see him, but he can show forth his righteousness into the one that's sitting on the corner holding the sign.
Come on now.
He can talk to you any way he want to talk to you, glory to God. But the thing is, when you hear him, when he talk to you, when you hear him, when he call your name. I don't know how many times I missed him, but that was one more time that I didn't miss him. And that goes for everyone, glory to God. He'll take you so long and so far, glory to God, and he'll bring you to a place, glory to God, that you either you will or you won't, glory to God. And when he brought me to that place, I said, God, I will, glory to God. Why? Because I'm tired of the life that I'm living, glory to God. I'm tired of suffering. I'm tired of being without. I like money and all that stuff, but what I was talking about was the love of Christ, glory to God.
Yes,
I was tired of being about that love that I didn't know anything about, but when he saved me, I found out that he is great and greater to be praised, that he's God and God alone, that he can do anything for me, that he saved me. When he saved me, he saved everything that he's going to be doing for me throughout my life.
Come on. Yeah.
That man thought he was smart, but he wasn't so smart after all.
Right.
If you say it, he shut up in here, boy. He got a battle going on.
Come on now. Come on now.
If you stand fast, guess who's going to win? Hallelujah. I said, if you stand fast to that fast to that profession, who you think going to win?
Yeah.
Glory to God. They tried to kill Jesus, but they was only giving him life first. Glory to God. And when he died, we died.
Amen.
And when we got up, when he got up, we got up.
Amen.
Glory to God. When Jesus got up, I wasn't there, but I was in him. Waiting on my turn.
Glory to God.
Oh, somebody praise him. Hallelujah. Then Paul goes on to tell us why he don't war after the flesh. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yeah.
In other words, bringing destruction by the arm of God. Pulling down the strongholds, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Uh-huh. People are going to come against you because you know Christ. They ain't gonna always come with a hammer and a sickle or a gun, but they don't come with enticing words.
Right now. Tell.
Those enticing words, they sound so good. Glory to God. But if you know Jesus, you can decipher what they're talking about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sometimes they be talking to me and God will let me know that it's false.
Uh-huh.
I deep down and I'll be smiling right in their face.
Yes, Lord, sir.
God.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and they think I'll be agreeing with them, but I'll be smiling and laughing at my God, how great he is. Glory to God. In the midst of the storms of life, God will always come to your rescue. Glory to God. That's what Paul is saying here. Glory to God. He said, God will come to your rescue just like he came to our rescue. Glory to God. Although we are in the flesh, we don't live in the flesh. We just walking in and abiding because we have to. Glory to God. Because Christ is on the inside, our hope now. Christ is on the inside, our walk now. Christ is on the inside, our talk now. Christ is on the inside of our strength now. Glory to God. We don't need no physical strength anymore. Glory to God. Because God will see in that physical strength where you'll be able to get around. Glory to God. You'll get in the midst of it. I don't care how many operations you had. Glory to God. You can get up over that sick bed and be about yourself. God. Because God is on your side and there's none else. Come on and give him some praise.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. So you got to know God to pull down the strongholds in your life. It's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord.
That's right. That's
and you got to know God. You can't just play with him and pretend. Glory to God. He's no great pretender. You can't be any great pretender. Glory to God. You got to be on God's side. God is already on our side, but we got to know that. Glory to God. Sometimes we don't understand that God is on our side because our circumstances, our situations seem to overwhelm us or overtake us sometimes and cause us to pause for a moment. Glory to God. But when we come to our senses,
Hallelujah.
We can speak to yonder mountain and tell it to be moved and it shall be removed. Why? Because God is greater than all our circumstances and all our trials and all our troubles. Glory to God. He made us to be glorious. He made us to be triumphant. He made us to be strong. He made us to stand up. Glory to God. He made us to lie down. He made us to get up when the sun shined. He made us to give us strength. Glory to God. By his power, by his might, we are surviving. By his power and by his might, we are walking upright before him. Come on and give him some praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If Glory to God. That's why Paul could say that he was based among us. Why? Because he was lowly in heart. Jesus was the first one that was meek. He was the first one that was lowly at heart. And if you be partakers of his glory, you'll be the same way he was and he is.
Amen.
Because you'll become a child of God. It doesn't matter what kind of trouble you get in. See, we are not perfect because we are dealing with the old nature man on the inside. In order to keep him under control, we got to eat at another table other than the table where we eat the chicken and the bread and all that stuff. We got to eat at this table, glory to God, which is life and life evermore, glory to God. This table serves you up strength, glory to God.
Yes,
you
will.
Need all the vitamins you need is in
yes,
here, glory
will.
To God. All the directions you need is in here, glory to God. All the trials you're going to go through, the escape route is in here, glory to God. It's in Christ do we live and move and have our being. That's where is that, glory to God. But you got to lift him up. You got to recognize who you are in Christ
That's
Jesus,
right.
glory
That's
to God.
Right.
If you don't know who you are Amen. In Christ Jesus, right. then you know that you need to go back to the table one more time, glory
Come
to
on,
God,
now.
And find out who he is, glory to God. And when you find out who he is, you can do the same exploit that Paul did, glory to God. You can walk upright.
Right.
You can deny. You can pull down strongholds. And you can call the enemy to not, glory to God. You can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You
yeah.
can open blind eyes. It's not by your power, your might, but it's by the will of God. Glory
yeah.
to God. Why? Because you believe who he is.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
give us some praise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Pulling down a stronghold. I read somewhere where Jesus said, if you try to save your life, you're going to lose it.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
But if you lose it, you'll save it.
All right, God.
Come on now.
I don't know about you, but I'm trying to lose mine. Glory to God. One thing about losing your life, you don't mean your mind. You ain't going to lose your mind. Glory to God. But they that keep their mind stayed on him will have perfect peace.
Yeah.
In him, glory to God. So you ain't going to lose your mind that way, but you want to lose the mind of the one that's fighting against you. That's the old nature man, glory to God. That's the one mind you want to set aside and let him know,
yes.
glory to God, no matter what kind of storms of life you're going through, you're going to make it. Why? Because Jesus made it for you, glory to God. And if Jesus made it for us, glory to God, we can look back on what Jesus done and hold fast to the profession of that faith,
yes.
glory to God. And you can walk on into glory, hallelujah. You can have the victory, glory to God. If you sick, you have a chance to get healed.
Yeah.
If you believe, glory
yeah.
to God. If you are knocked down, you can get up, glory
yeah.
to God, and regain your strength.
Yeah.
If you are blind, you can believe God, and he'll return your
yeah.
sight, glory
uh-huh.
to God. If you are lame, glory to God, he can cause you to have new bones,
yeah.
a new leg, new skin, glory to God. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing he wants to do for his people. If you walk up right before him, come on and give him. God knows who to choose to carry his word. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord.
We looked at Paul. Paul was strong, but he was raised up by Christ. He went through hell and high water.
Yes, Lord.
But Paul stood the ground knowing that in whom he have his belief.
Come
and
on,
glory
God.
To God. There was only one Paul, and my name is not Paul. My name is Fletcher. There's only one Fletcher, glory to God. And I got to walk upright before God.
That's right.
You got to walk upright before God. I can't walk for you. You can't walk for me, glory
Come on,
to God. Because my way ain't the same way is yours, but it's by the same God. It's the same delivering power. It's the same healing power. It's the same power that woke us all up this morning. It's the same power when we lay down. It's the power that put the sun where it is and the moon where it is, glory to God. It's the power that made the stars and the galaxy, glory to God, untouched by man. That's the one we serve, and he is greater and greater to be praised. Come on and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Worthy, worthy.
content with that confidence that Paul had confidence. You got to have confidence in Christ.
Amen.
If you don't have
Amen.
Confidence in him, you know, you ain't going to get his blessings.
Come on now.
Or his deliverance
Tell
that
it.
You need.
Tell it.
Right.
You have to learn not to be shaken.
Come on now.
You got to learn this. If you die, you're going to reign with him. So why fight it, glory to God, and have that fright upon you, glory to God. The human may take my life. I may have some great catastrophe in life that will take my life, but not my soul, glory to God, because it belongs to God. I make many mistakes. You make many mistakes, glory to God. But if your heart is right, glory to God, God will vindicate the mistakes, glory to God. And if you call on his name, he will surely answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. We think we know everything about God. I don't know about you, but I don't know everything about God. I'm finding out things every day, glory to God. I'm finding out how God can make me stronger than I was yesterday. I'm finding out, glory to God, yesterday has gone, but today is at hand, and this is when I need God today, glory to God. Tomorrow don't belong to me yet till I get there, glory to God. And when we get there, guess who's going to be there? God Almighty, the one who raised us up and saved us and put us out, beat the name. Go on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. Read on, little Father, and I'm about to get ready to finish. Hallelujah. And Paul went on to say, for the weapons I offer are not common, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold. Casting down imagination, those thoughts, and those reasonings, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Who is greater than God? Who knows more than God? He made us. That's where Adam made his mistake. He thought he should have been in on the creation. He didn't realize he was the creation. Glory to God. And he got angry. He's going to do all this stuff. But God had mercy on him from the beginning.
Yes,
he didn't kill it, glory to God.
Yes.
But his mercy reigned forever. The mercy of God is up on us, glory to God, because we got that Adam nature in us, glory to God. And that Adam nature, if we cast our cares up on God, glory to God, the Adam nature can't kill us, glory to God. I don't care how much he come in your life and what he does in your life. You got to remember one thing. We're not perfect, glory to God, but if you have your mind stayed on him, Pa, I forget who said this. He said, but you got to have your mind set like a flint rock, glory to God. Hallelujah. That means that you don't give up on nothing, glory to God. We may be weak, but yet we are made strong
for him, glory to God.
We may go lacking sometimes, but I got to make up the difference down the road. When you come to your senses and your belief, glory to God, sometimes we lose our blessing because we don't have enough power, enough mind to believe that God is going to do it. I don't care if you're on your sickbed. I don't care if you're on your way to the grave.
Yeah.
God can do miraculous thing in your life, glory to God. If we belong to him, glory to God. So we got to cast all our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. He's casting down the magnet that every high thing exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Who know more than God? Sometimes I have to stop and ask myself, God, who know more than you? God said, why are you asking that stupid question? who made you? You made me, God.
My God
don't want us to be stupid. God wants us to be knowledgeable.
Come on now, tell it.
Not only of his word only, but knowledge of ourselves, the human man, the one the world who transgressed against him. He wants to have full knowledge of him, glory to God, because that's our enemy. Satan is not our enemy, glory to God. He's been in conclusion, glory to God. He can't go nowhere. He's the prince of the air. That's where he's at, glory to God. But the war is not here on this earth that God put. operating, and the man is down here that transgressed against God. So God wants us to have the power of his might to come against the power of the man. Don't think he don't have any power, glory to God. If he didn't have any power, he could mess your mind up. If he didn't have any power, he couldn't cause you to be on dope, glory to God. If he didn't have any power, he couldn't cause you to be an alcoholic. If he didn't have any power, he can't cause the sickness. He caused the sickness that come up on you. Why? It was through the man that transgressed against God. But that came another man. His name was Jesus. He came, glory to God. And the Bible described him that he came in, glory to God. And he started healing when he got there. He started asking questions when he came. He came to bring life and bring it more abundantly. He came, glory to God, to talk to him. He came to set us straight, glory to God. He came to let us know that he was the messenger that was sent by the Father, glory to God. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. I don't know about you, but I'm free. I may be hurting, I may be in pain, but I'm free, glory to God. I may not have the money that I want, but I'm free. My life and my soul is more than money. It's more than clothes. It's more than cars. It's more than a home that I live in. Now the wind can come along and throw the home down, but God can bless you with a better home. He may send the wind so he can bless you with a better home because you don't have enough faith to believe it for a better home. It says, we're mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. No matter what we do or we go through in life, if you're a child of God, then you got to go to the one that you are a child of.
Yeah.
You got to go to God. And don't go to him with any instructions. Because he know all things. Mm-hmm. He know all about you. I suggest this and put this in the instruction because that's all it is. Don't go to God and with your guineas. And telling him what you want and how you want it. He already knows what you have need of. Glory to God. The number one need that we have is him.
That's right.
We have need for him. He is the life.
Yes.
He is the one who saved us.
Yes.
He's the one who's going to carry us through. I don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what tomorrow holds. Glory to God. But when we get there, guess who's going to be there? Christ's going to be there. Why is he going to be there? Because everywhere we go, he goes. Greater is he that's within us than he that is in the world. Glory to God. So no matter where I go, in the midst of the storm, Christ is there. Glory to God. That's why we are blessed going in and we are blessed coming out. Glory to God. The Passover preacher one Sunday, he said, glory to God, the victory is in the storm, glory to God, that you're in, glory to God. Why is the victory in the storm? Because the victory is in you, and when you go into the storm, the victory is in the storm. And when you come out, glory to God, the victory is with you, glory to God. But that one thing, when you come out, it's an attachment, glory to God. It's your testimony. You can tell people how you got over and how you came out, glory to God. Glory to God. And when you tell somebody who brought you out, they don't want to know your God. They don't want to praise him. Even the Christian needs strength, glory to God, from one another. That's why God is putting us together as one mind and one body, glory to God. One word, glory to God. He's putting us together. So when you say a word, and when I'm down, that word is for me, glory to God. And when you're down, God will give me a word. And it's for you, glory to God. That makes us compounded. That makes us that sweet smelling Savior, glory to God, in the nostrils of God. And God will bring his children, God. He will bring them under subjection, glory to God. He will bless them. Why? Because he is the one and the only one that can save us and bless us. Come on and give us a break. Hallelujah. Glory to God. and having in the register to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You got to be obedient unto God. It's not by power nor by might. We ain't done nothing. Didn't even get up on your own this morning. I got up and feet hit the floor, man. I'm sitting there on the side of that bed, back ain't right, hurting and all that old stuff. I said, God, I give you the praise. At least I slid out of the bed by your power.
That's right.
Hallelujah. At least I didn't freeze last night, but I was up under the covers and it was warm.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And when I woke up, my house was still intact.
Yeah.
I still had food on the table and in the refrigerator. So you got to thank God for the simple things, glory to God. We always look for some big thing to thank God about. God ain't interested in the big thing. He's interested in your heart, glory to God. How great you think he is, glory to God. So I was glad that I woke up this morning. Hallelujah. When I laid down, I had a few pains. But God saw fit to heal me. So I can get up this morning. I got up with joy unspeakable. I'm full of glory. Hallelujah. I got up with some strength, glory to God. And I got up early because, let me tell you something, I got up early because I made a mistake with the clock. Now let me put it another way. I meddled with the clock when I shouldn't have meddled with it, and I was up early. And when I was awake, you know, I said, I can't go back to sleep. So I got up, glory to God. And I went downstairs and I started giving God the glory. And I went downstairs and I opened up the book, glory to God. I said, you can replace your mistakes in the word, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can go to God and he'll give you strength. You can go to God, he'll give you might. You can go to God, he'll give you peace of mind. Glory to God. You can go to God, and if it's right, he'll give you whatsoever you have need of. Come on and give God some praise. And having an readiness to revenge all disobedience, and obedience is fulfilled. I'm closing with this. I work with some fellas. Different denomination of religion. I want to sometimes tell them what religion is. One is a Catholic. One day he got into trouble with another guy and tried to change it. He tell him about his doctrine. And he said, I don't care what you say. I'm a Catholic. Tell I that. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that as long as you know Jesus Christ
as
your personal Lord and Savior.
Amen.
He don't care about no denomination. What he cares about, do you know him with your soul?
Come on now.
You can be Buddhist, but if you know God, hallelujah, he'll save your soul. You can be a dope addict. There's a lot of the dope addicts going to be there when the ones that call themselves
a dope addict
ain't going to be there. Glory to God. That's nothing too hard for God.
Right.
Hallelujah. When you commit your ways unto him, he will exalt you in due season.
Yes, Lord.
Come on and give God some praise. Okay, I'm closed. Oh God, you want some more? Get in and go to the table.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. It's the strength of God. It's strength of truth. But you know what makes it true? You got to believe that it's true. A lot of people don't believe it.
Yeah.
They sit there full of doubt.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. Let me tell you something. You can lose your life in doubt. Hallelujah. But if you let go and let God, you can have your life and have it more abundantly. Come on and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Praise.
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 Glory to God. God didn't choose the goats and the lambs to work with. He chose his prize creation. That's called man. Glory to God. That's who he chose. But you find man trying to duck him and man going here, man going there, man looking for some other outlets. He looking for the whiskey, he looking for the dope, he looking for all these things. He looking for, glory to God, sentiment and all that stuff. Other than looking for God who created him and the one that can save him, he looking for the stuff that's destroying him, glory to God. Many are in the grave because they didn't believe God, and many more is going in the grave because they didn't believe God. But here, let me pull your hat right now. There's going to be a lot of Christians, so-called Christians, going to be in hell, why, glory to God, because they pretend to know God. And they didn't live right before him like they should live, glory to God. But I don't have anything to do with them. I've only got to do with myself, glory to God. I want to pray for my brothers, my pastors, all those that are in the church, glory to God. And the rest is up to God. Come on and give us some praise.
According to the first man, truly you do walk in the flesh, but you do not war after it. For the weapons of my warfare are not carnal. They are not mortal. They are not guns and bullets, but they are my word. They are my love and my joy. And through those, you can pull down the strongholds which are in your own mind. Those things that hold you back from my purpose. I am there to fulfill my purpose within you. Pull down those things that reason and emotion. Those block the power of my spirit in your life. You cannot serve me with your reason. You cannot serve me with your emotion. But through the word of God, even as the pattern son served, he put all things aside and did only the will of his father. I am your father. You are to do only the will of my word, which is my word. And I hid the word in you, my son, his nature and his character, and now what you walk by and what now influence your life, and the word of God, which will be there at the end of time. I follow the word, for at the end that the word shall be there. I, Jesus Christ, I am the word. I am the way and I am the life. Those that follow me shall have eternal life, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give us some praise.
Come
on and give us some praise. Without peace, no more sealed up houses to live in, no more cars to drive, no airplane to ride on, no sky to look up to, glory to God, no ground to look down to. The Bible said that heaven is paved, the streets are paved with gold, glory to God, and the sky is bright, it's full of stars, full of the brightness of God, glory to God. There won't be any more pain, glory to God. There won't be any more thoughts, because we're going to have one mind, and it's going to be Christ's mind. We're going to be one with him. Come on and give him some praise. Anyone here that don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, this is a good time to have the desire in your heart to come forth. If you've been slacking your ways with him and you need someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, you can come also.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God is no respecter of person, baby. He's not no respecter of slackness. He'll take you just as you are. Hallelujah. You can't come to him on your own. But you come in just as you are. And God will accept you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 I know you know God is your personal Lord and Savior. So do you. And so do you. But sometimes we need strength.
Yeah.
And that's what the rest of your body is for. So that you can lean on someone else for strength. Sometimes we are so weak, glory to God. And if there's nobody around person that you can fix your eyes upon, then God will come to your rescue. But he don't have to come that way either. He can lift somebody up that's miles away from you to pray for you that you have never met or seen. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, God is not casting you aside just because we make mistakes and just because we fall weak sometimes. You got to remember, we are not perfect. Glory to God. We are only mighty through God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to touch and agree with you that God will restore and renew you like never before. And I'm going to tell you one thing that's about God. When you ask God for forgiveness, he's going to forgive you. But one thing you got to do, you got to indulge in his word more than you have in the past. Just because I preach don't mean that I don't indulge in the word, glory to God. I don't wait to indulge in it until I get ready to preach. But I indulge in it every day because the Bible says my daily bread. So I indulge in it every day. Yeah. So you got to indulge in it every day. Yeah. And ask God what you need. Have need of. He already know what you have need, but he likes to hear from us. Come on and give him some praise. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray for her right now, God. The strength in you, God, is renewed right now. Come on, Shaka. Touch the mind, God, and strengthen it. You sit there and keep the mind stayed up on you. She'll have perfect peace. God, she needs some perfect peace.
Yes,
she needs something in the form of directions,
yes,
and instruction, God. And you are that way. You are that life that's in her. And God, you are rightly standing up. And God, let me tell you something. God said, you ask it in his name. Ask it in his name. You know, sometimes we pray and we just pray. But when I'm praying, I like to inquire to the one who can do it. You know, sometimes you're there praying, if you don't pray in his name and ask him, the old nature's there too. And it'll cause you to fly off into the wild bull yonder. But when you pray, God told me to hear you, when you pray, bind the flesh. First bind your flesh, and then all the trouble that's around you, if flesh is involved, and usually is, bind that flesh and put it on the altar to God and ask him to tell him about your problem that he already knows. God said he's going to take care of your situation. Don't worry about it. Glory to God. God said nothing is too hard. Told me to tell you nothing is too hard for him. Sometimes we think it's too hard because it's of a carnal nature. But God pulled down that stronghold. Jesus took care of the carnality. Glory to God. We are set free by his power and by his might. God said you start praying more and rejoicing in the spirit. Glory to God. Sometimes we get out and pray. We have the gimmies. You know, God, give me this and give me that and give me that. You just need to get down on your knees sometime and praise him and thank him that you are alive. Glory to God. And ask God for instruction and direction, and he will surely show you how to do it.